Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boxingvoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe it's right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another special edition of the Boxing Voice Radio Spontaneous. It is Saturday night. It's fight night. And right before we get into the fights, we have to talk about this breaking news. Jesse Vargas scored a comeback win, his first fight with Premier Boxing Champions, and he had some very interesting post-fight words for Errol Spence, or the winner of Lamont Peterson versus Errol Spence, and or Keith Thurman. So I'm going to jump out to the Golden State, get my co-host, the Hipster Hunter, on, and we're going to go back and forth with this one. Remember, hashtag TBV podcast. Join us in the comment section, or you can call us up at 1-425-569-5241 if you want to voice your opinion on this particular topic. And don't forget, if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button.
Dollar DiBiase production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that, Conor McGregor.
Boxingvoice.com.
He know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When he the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
Boxingvoice.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. Jesse Vargas being the first person to call out Errol Spence Jr. I don't know really how much credit to give this call out, because I don't think it's realistically happening next. But kudos to him, because like many of the haters out there, beware. You know, you guys have been you've been clowning every top welterweight for not even mentioning Errol Spence's name in every interview. So here's Jesse Vargas getting a pseudo good fight, you know, a good win against Aaron Herrera in his first fight in what, an 18th month layoff. First fight under PBC banner. You know, he looked decent. You know, and he called out the boogeyman of the division, the Gennady Golovkin of the division, and Errol Spence. So kudos to him for having the balls to do that. And I can't wait to chop it up with you, Ness, and the callers to see where they gauge this call out.
Well, I was obviously watching a fight live last night, and we will discuss his return and review it thoroughly tomorrow night on our Sunday's Crow Day show, where we discuss all results. What I will say is that he got the win, which puts him in this conversation, allows him to be spoken of. And while you feel that is a fight that may not happen, I think just the opposite. You know, I remember our interview with Keith One Time Thurman clearly, and for those that can't recall it or haven't heard it, head on over to patreon.com/theboxingvoice and check out that 3-hour interview with Keith One Time Thurman. And when we spoke of Vargas, let's say it's 99.9 certain that it's Vargas next. But remember, it depends on the elbow. So if the elbow is in 100, Vargas might not get the call. Maybe no one gets the call. Maybe Keith takes a couple of more months before he comes back, which leaves Vargas available. You and I both know that all signs seem to be pointing to Vargas Thurman, but I'm starting to see the power of social media. You and I know how social media is being used by these promoters, trainers, fighters, etc., for the setup. It's the setup. Deontay Wilder, Ortiz in the ring. That's the setup. You know, Jesse Vargas continuously saying he wants Thurman next in interviews. That's the setup, you know. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it goes down like that, right? Remember, the setup was Mikey versus Easta, and now we got Mikey moving up, well, staying at 140 and going for 140-pound title versus Lipinets. But they do use us as avenues to gauge what is what.
Absolutely. I think we've always known that. They've used the media, and now especially social media more broadly, as a gauge of interest or fan interest, I should say. But again, you put it perfectly. The Keith Thurman injury, like, that is the deciding factor on what happens next for a lot of this welterweight division. Because even Keith Thurman said, if this feels 100%, 110%, I may just go fight Sean Porter next, and I don't need a tune-up. So, you know, even if it does feel amazing, he may not fight Jesse Vargas. And even if it's feeling bad, he may not fight Jesse Vargas. So Jesse Vargas just may be the odd man out here, just like he was in Top Rank. That is another factor here. But, you know, if he doesn't get the Keith Thurman fight, is Errol Spence going to fight Jesse Vargas?
Or? Well, he said he wants a top five welterweight. He's only fighting top five welterweights, Matt. And let me just jump in here, because a case could be made for Jesse not necessarily being a top five, but being a big enough name for Earl, who needs to continue to grow his brand and his star power. Maybe Jesse is willing to go to, guess where? Texas, where he's Mexican, and demographically it makes sense economically for Errol Spence, who's looking for a hometown fight, okay? Not only that, sprinkle in a little bit of Manny Pacquiao pay-per-view residual, you know, to get a little bit of casuals watching. I mean, this works. It's not the best fight, but it works. And let me tell you something. Before more people start repeating that it's not the best fight, isn't the best fight the one that the man wants to fight, instead of the one where they're giving you boatloads of cash to take the fight?
The best fight would be the best fight in the best. And just to add another alternative there, we have heard rumors about Danny Garcia versus Brandon Rios in February. We even have an interview on our YouTube channel with Brandon Rios saying that it's Danny Garcia next. And I think a tentative date of like February 11th has been thrown out there. That's only a few weeks or a couple weeks after the Errol Spence fight. I can see Errol Spence taking a couple weeks, waiting to see what happens on that night. And then if Danny wins, he's instantly back in the mix, right? And because of Danny's drawing power, the money he brings to the table, Danny may trump Jesse at the end of the day.
He may. I feel like turning back around and reporting on that due to our video. And then starting the live fight chat. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're going to be doing a live fight chat right here on this channel for Billy Joe Saunders versus David Lemieux in Canada. We might even do the undercard. I don't know. I know no one knows Douglas. I feel like I'm attached. I want to see it. I wouldn't mind saying whatever I'm saying. I don't know. Live, if you guys want it, who knows, whatever. We also might come back for the Rios Garcia, because, you know, this one is basically almost time to kick in these final thoughts. You know, I don't know if I made it clear enough, but what I was trying to say is, like, I know you said the good fight is the best fighting the best, and that's true, but was Danny and Thurman the best than the best, or the two biggest names? You know what I'm saying? So what I mean by, hey, would you rather the two biggest names, or would you rather the guy that's gunning for the guy that everyone else is running away from? You know what I mean?
Maybe here's my issue with Jesse, and I'll make it very quick, that Jesse, to me, seems like, even though he's arguably top five, but he's probably more like he's in the top, you know, maybe six or seven, he will lose to Errol Spence fairly easily, in my opinion. He will lose to
Keith. That's based off what? The Bradley fight? Because Styles makes fights, and Bradley and Errol, totally different fighters.
Exactly. And first off, Earl's a southpaw. We have to remember that Jesse Vargas predominantly is a 1-1-2 sort of boxer. He pumps the jab out and then pumps the 1-2 out, and then maybe sprinkles in the left hook every once in a while, and then maybe goes to the body with some hooks every once in a while. That's just his recipe. And against a southpaw, that jab's going to be neutralized. and against the body puncher and the power of Errol Spence, I just don't see Jesse Vargas having any success. Everything that Jesse Vargas does is very good at, Errol Spence does better at.
It almost bothers me hearing you say that, because I feel like other fight fans are going to have that tone of voice and maybe that even the same attitude or mindset, because we think we have a preordained, decision. But boxing continues to teach us that it doesn't work that way. I mean, Miguel Roman or Mickey Roman ring a bell? Like, but no one was expecting him to take away Lomachenko's rematch. That wasn't in the plans for Bob Arum. That's not what Bob wanted. Bob wanted to keep feeding Lomachenko easy fights. And tell me how easy Orlando Cerrito, with all this wear and tear, would have been to Lomachenko now with all this experience.
What are you comparing Spence to? End of story. End of story. Like, Spence, you're comparing Cerrito to Spence in this scenario. You understand that?
I'm just speaking in general.
Again, bring up a guy with 13 losses that has a track record of getting into close dogfights with even Miguel Roman type competition. Yeah, I wasn't that shocked by it, to be honest. Jesse Vargas beating Spence is shocking. That would be a huge underdog win.
Boy, I can't wait for this Keith Thurman, Lamont Peterson and Errol Spence fight. To see, I mean, if he keeps cutting through these guys like butter, you know, but I mean, don't you even question a little bit what is what? I mean, has he fought since Kell Brook?
No.
All right. And you don't question?
No.
Like, what exactly you saw or he was able to do? Being as though, you know, we know what we know about Kell Brook now, I guess, and his face and the fragileness and, you know, second time now, giving up. People don't talk about it because the UK, they love their fighters, but he quit twice. You know, we running around here bitching and moaning about Guillermo Rigondeaux. And yes, I get it. Hey, Rigondeaux faked the hand injury according to the world. And, you know, obviously Brook had two broken sockets, eye sockets, but at the end of the day, he took that knee, you know?
Let's not forget also that people think that Kell Brook was the first one to expose Triple G. Number two, Spence beating Kell Brook, I think, is a huge feather in his cap. That's not a knock in any way. I don't even understand that. Kell Brook is arguably, I mean, he beat Sean Porter. So, I mean, beating Kell Brook is a better win Thurman beating Sean Porter, in my opinion, just to be honest. So I definitely give him all the credit in the world for that win. And am I concerned about maybe the inactivity? No, not really, because he's going to fight Lamont Peterson in a few weeks. So we're going to get a good sense of what he is then, and if that's what you're asking. But again, I think that Spence is going to deal with Lamont Peterson relatively same as Kell Brook, if not faster. And I think we see a clear number two in the division right now. And the number one being Keith Thurman. You know, we have Spence and Thurman. Those are the two guys. That's it. And then we have maybe Crawford coming up. I see Jesse Vargas being a B-side. And that's my final thoughts. I'm at the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. And my podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And the new TBV podcast, Standing 8 Count, I put a little teaser out for all of you people that are not on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Head over to youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice and check out the little teaser of the new podcast for The Boxing Voice. And I check that out.
And I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. And definitely head on over to TheBoxingVoice.com. /videos. Check out all the interviews the guys are doing. Shout out to Dove Joe. Happy birthday, our UK correspondent. One of them putting it in. Shout out to you. Shout out to Michael and Aaron, Sean and Alex, Rob and Anna and many more in the back. Mr. Uplinger, who's back to paying attention. So many, but thank you as always. Definitely head on over to patreon.com. Like Matt said, we got tons of stuff. Episodes of Overtime, episodes of Standing Eight Count. We have the Border War series and my daily Border War vlogs. And I also have like a new kind of vlog kind of series coming. I've been vlogging a lot, and it might turn into a car vlog. Maybe ride with me. A lot of talking going on. But this guy's a hater. But we all know that, right? We'll be back. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel to get that notification. Make sure you click on the bell or you will not get that notification. Peace.